Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Tanya Gibson.
In college, I discovered the absolute greatness that is dipping tortilla chips straight into sour cream. No mixing with salsa required, although that's pretty great too, and still a favorite standby lunch. The first few times I ate my chips into cream concoction, I felt a little wrong, like I was breaking some sort of rule. And even still, decades past living in a dorm, I sometimes catch myself feeling unnecessarily guilty about my unusual snack. Not enough to stop me, of course, but I do sometimes give pause. I'm sure uncovering that trail of guilt and shame over something harmless would make an awesome hour of self-discovery via my therapist, but let's just assume it's simply about eating what is viewed as acceptable and not offbeat and leave it. But I do have to wonder, what unusual food loves are a staple in your life? I'm not talking about those things that you love that others also like because they are really just food preferences. Olives, raisins, sardines, or even my more frequent snack of prunes. Yes, those juicy dried plums that are often mocked and stereotyped but are a constant in a pantry canister at my house. Frequently a go-to for snacking. But even those are more typical than I'm thinking, even if they are just few of the many items that heatedly divide people of all walks of life. But still, they are very typical foodstuffs. I'm imagining combinations that make people's eyebrows raise nearly every time. Not just fries dipped into a shake, which should never be questioned, or pineapple paired with sausage on pizza, also never questioned. The first one that comes to mind, actually, is orange juice and cereal, as in a replacement for milk. I don't care what people say, really, I cannot in good conscience ever try this. The thought of sweet orange juice commingling with my morning sweet, sugary cereal is enough to make this woman weep. I can't imagine how that would taste, but a search, and a college education, informs that this is, in fact, a horrific go-to for many. As I chide those who would eat such a travesty of taste, I'm reminded of the first time I made a childhood staple away from home. First, you boil rice and raisins together. You then dish that into a bowl, sprinkle with a little sugar, and cover with milk, and you have rice and raisins. I grew up with this poor rice pudding substitute at my fingertips more often than I can recount, but the first time I ate it in front of non-family, I was met with abject horror. But a bowl of rice and raisins seemed tame to me, especially when I came across accolades for putting peanut butter on nearly anything that isn't a sandwich. I'm not a food grinch. I'll eat a peanut butter banana sandwich without thought or care. But I ran across a picture of peanut butter as a topping for scrambled eggs, and I think that's where I might draw the line. It does make me balk at those people who are outraged by my ketchup egg topping. Ketchup equals normal. Peanut butter equals jelly. The math just simply isn't there. Nor is it there for the many ways people make pickles suffer. Now, I love pickles, sweet or dill. Sweet for tuna and egg salad and potato salad. And hamburgers, and hot dogs, and just general snacking. Dill for hamburgers, or when you find yourself in the Vancouver, British Columbia open food market, buying a tub of the world's best garlic dills, and then, again, just generally for snacking. This all to say that I am not a pickle hater, at all. But pickle and peanut butter? Sweeter dill, I'm slowly backing away from that one. Especially when I can roll a sweet pickle into a flour tortilla, brushed with butter and slathered in cheese, and eat that instead, just as the sweet pickle gods intended. In fact, I've noticed that a lot of these unusual food loves involve peanut butter and or pickles. So maybe I shouldn't be too hard on the fact that the two finally found their way to each other and joined forces. I imagine those who love peanut butter tomato sandwiches and the people who are eating pickle and tomato sandwiches one day finding one another and joining forces, uniting in an unusual food love coexistence, and I'm the one who will be left holding the proverbial bag of wonder. Either that, or they will run out of tomatoes often while living their quiet lives away from the judging eyes of the person who hides her chips straight into the sour cream vat obsession while securing her pickle in a cheesy tortilla lunch, which we'll not speak of again, of course, unless you want to try one, and then I'll happily dish yours alongside. Side of sour cream optional. This is Tanya Gibson for Bread and Butter.